a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, and absolutely good afternoon, people. Welcome in, everybody. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Couple of quick things to tell you before I get rocking and rolling. You can always get at me, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on the Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check me out on the Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. And you can absolutely get at me on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. Okay, baby, week 13 of the NFL. Are you kidding me? What happened? Chaos, craziness, insanity, you name it, we're going to have you covered in the next little bit, whether it's about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and how they continue to play pretty solid football, 9-3 now on the season. I would say look out for them come playoff time. We know what Tampa Tom is all about. The Bengals, well, they're the Bengals, man. I'm sorry, but they had a chance to separate themselves. They couldn't do it. The Chargers, they find a way to make me say, well, they're helter-skelter, I know, but you know what? When they're on, man, oh, man, they can put up some points. That's a pretty damn good football team. I think hell froze over, too, by the way, people, because the unthinkable took place. Those Detroit lie-downs, I'll tell you what, they did their best job to lie down, but at the same time, got to give them a ton of credit because, you know what? At the end of the day, they walk away with their first W on the season, and it took 13 weeks to get it done. Yes, that's the truth. I ain't mad at you, Detroit, but you know what? You got it done finally. The Colts, I'll tell you what, that's a good football team. AFC is going to be interesting, for real. The Raiders, you blew it, man. That's all I can say. Washington, you gave yourselves a chance. I like that. Rams, you rebounded nicely. Steelers, oh my gosh, how lucky can you be? What the heck is going on with the Baltimore Ravens and the things and the decisions that they make at times? So much to discuss, man. Week 13, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to be a handful too. I think a lot's going to happen here in the next few weeks. I'm going to break it all down for you here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It's Sports Overnight America. Keep it close, everybody.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
You're gonna blast through lightning ray!
The palms of your hands will thicken, the skin of your cheek will tan.
It don't matter, just start lightning!
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can.
Eddie, help!
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Dorfman, getting at you here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. You can get at me a couple different ways. Holler if you want to, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. Check me out there. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, let's give you some real NFL scores. And I'll tell you what, like I said, Week 13 did not disappoint. Kansas City Chiefs 22-9 over the Broncos. And the Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken now, they've got that win total up. The streak now is up to 5. And I'm telling you what, can't wait to get to the standings. But I started thinking about it last week, and I said, look out for Kansas City. The AFC might wind up going through them, and it may shape up that way. We will see what happens. But 22-9 over Denver, Kansas City gets it done. Seahawks, that was a fun game to watch, to be honest with you. They beat the 49ers 30-23. 49ers kind of shot themselves in the foot just too many times. Steelers, 20-19 over the Ravens. What the hell were the Ravens doing? What the heck is John Harbaugh doing? Like, I'm sorry, but these two-point conversions... Sometimes, I don't know what the hell these people are thinking. I don't know how the hell these people have jobs making the decisions that they make. Rams, 37, Jaguars, 7. That was good for the Rams. You know why? They were on a super skid, and you got to start playing better football at some point, because a lot of people talking about that as a collection of talent, not a team. And so far, the masses are right. They could prove them wrong in the end. We'll see. Washington football team beating the Raiders. Big win for Washington. 17-15 final there. Big loss for the Raiders. Colts 31-0. They beat the Texans. Colts are a pretty good football team. Might not be good news for the Tennessee Titans. Eagles 33, J-E-T-S, Jets 18. Dolphins 20, Giants 9. Lie downs 29-27. They got their first victory of the season over the Minnesota Vikings. Bengals, 22. Chargers, 41. And a big day for Justin Herbert, by the way. Almost 350, three touchdowns. pretty solid performance, outshining Joe Burrow for sure. Bears go down to the Cardinals, 33-22. Cardinals with the best record in all of football at 10-2. Buccaneers 30 and the Falcons 17. Thursday night game, in case you forgot, Cowboys 27-17 over the Saints. Monday nighter is the Patriots and the Bills. Look, man, I'm going to run through the standings, and this is where things are going to start to kind of get a little bit interesting for you. Right now, New England, Buffalo, set to play Monday night. We all know that. Huge, huge game for the division, and now maybe for home field advantage. 8-4, New England, 7-4, Buffalo. Miami, 6-7, getting themselves now maybe in a potential to make themselves a playoff contender. And this division, quite frankly, is it's a lot closer than I think we ever would have thought. Baltimore Ravens, 8-4. Cincinnati Bengals, 7-5. Big loss for them. Steelers, big win for them, 6-5-1. Remember, they have the tie to the lie downs early in the season. Cleveland, 6-6. They were obviously a little bit idle, didn't have to play. Tennessee Titans, 8-4. Colts, 7-6. And the two other teams, Texans, Jaguars, both 2-10. Look out for the Colts. I think they have an opportunity to wind up winning this division. I don't care what the Titans' rest of the way looks like, the schedule. They're just going to start falling apart. I'm sorry, but too much to overcome sometimes is just the case. Could wind up being the case for the Titans. Colts, they've had everything thrown at them. Like, this team, they impressed the living daylights out of me. All right. AFC West. Chiefs now 8-4. 3-4 weeks ago, they were in the cellar. They've put it together. The defense is looking really good. Chargers, 7-5. Big win for them to keep them, obviously, in the wild card stuff and also within striking distance of Kansas City. But truth be told, I don't think they're going to get it done. Kansas City's going to wind up winning this division. Raiders, 6-6. Broncos, 6-6. Pretty good all-around division, but going to be bad news for the Raiders, going to be bad news for the Broncos, and I think the Chargers will hold on. We'll see what happens. All right, let's get to the NFC. Cowboys, 8-4. The football team from Washington, 6-6. Eagles, 6-7. Lots still to be decided in that division. These teams are going to see each other down the stretch. As I look at how many teams, how many games these teams have played amongst each other, not many. Two games for Dallas, one game for Washington, two for Philly, and three for the Giants, all in their division. So not many divisional games. They're going to start adding up now. We'll see what happens. Will Dallas play themselves out of the playoffs? Still could be the case. Football team making a case. Got to like that. Packers were idle. They needed that break, by the way. 9-3 on the season. Minnesota killed themselves. When you look back at a game that costs you maybe the playoffs, Minnesota losing to the Detroit Lions, the lie downs, as I like to call them, and week 13, it can't happen. I don't care if Dalvin Cook isn't playing. I don't care if Adam Thielen gets hurt first quarter. That stuff is all excuses, people. You're playing a really, really freaking bad football team. And you lost on the last second. There was zeros on that clock. Jared Goff threw a touchdown with 0 seconds left. So, you know what? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield. And this time around, it does not feel good to be the Minnesota Vikings. Okay, let's look at the other division. By the way, Bears 4-8, Lions, lie downs, 1-10-1. And when you look at that, I swear to God, you look at that on your screen and you see that 1-1-0-1, it's one of the strangest records you could ever look at. 1-10-1? Come on now. All right, moving on. NFC South, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-3, Panthers 5-7. Falcons 5-7, New Orleans 5-7. A lot of like really close there, but sorry, you're just going to miss it. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, once again, are going to run away with this division. Cardinals, maybe speaking of running away with divisions, Cardinals 10-2, Rams the only team with a chance. Big loss for the 49ers to the Seahawks. Rams are 8-4, Niners 6-6, Seahawks 4-8. Okay, so I want to give you some thoughts just real quickly, and then I'm going to pop through those scores one more time for you. Cardinals, Tampa Bay, Green Bay. I don't even look at Dallas as a true contender. Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Arizona. Outside chance, the Rams play a really, really tough out, or maybe they shock us a little bit because they got so much damn talent. So it's hard not to think that that's going to come together at some point. Okay, moving on to the AFC. When push comes to shove, this is insane, but is the AFC going to wind up going through Kansas City after everything's said and done with the start that they had? The best record right now is 8-4. New England has a chance to be 9-4. We'll see if that winds up happening. The Bills have a chance to be 8-4. New England 8-5. It makes a huge difference is what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say in general, I told you what I think in the NFC, what I think in the AFC. At the end of the day, so much has changed, but so much is still the same. So I think it's all going through Kansas City. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All right, real quickly, Buccaneers 30, Falcons 17, Cardinals 33, Bears 22, Chargers 41-22 over the Bengals, Vikings 27-29 losing to the Lie-Downs, Giants 9, Dolphins 20, Eagles 33-18 over the Jets, Colts 31-0 over the Texans, Washington, the football team, 17-15 over the Raiders, Rams 37-7 over the Jaguars, Steelers 20-19 over the Ravens, Seahawks 30-23 over the Niners, and the Chiefs in the Sunday Nighter 22-9 over the Broncos. What a day in the NFL. All right, I got to take a break. I'm the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the NFL Rewind. Week 13 of the NFL season. It's Sports Overnight America. Get at me, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorfont Sports on both of them. And then obviously check me out IG style. The real Dorfont Sports there. Okay, let's get into some of my thoughts and opinions about what I saw, what I didn't see, what I'd like to see, and just all around my takes from the action from Week 13, which, by the way, absolutely fantastic. Buccaneers are a good football team. The one thing that scares me a little bit, and what's crazy is Tom Brady just keeps throwing big touchdown days, man, like left and right. 3-4 touchdown days, another 4 touchdown day. Like, the dude just isn't slowing down. Like, I see him make a couple of bad throws, and I'm like, okay, it makes sense. He's getting old, and father time gets us all. I know it does. And then he comes right back and throws a touchdown, 2 or 3 or 4. And this is kind of where, like, my mind is on Tom Brady at this point. I'm going to compare him to a guy that I saw play a lot of football right in my backyard growing up as a kid in that great state of Wisconsin. And I'm talking about Brett Favre. Like, he's a gunslinger to a certain degree, too. He's seen every single defense. You're not going to confuse him. He's going to confuse himself for the most part. So, like, I see a couple errors, and I'm like, okay. Makes sense, and maybe he's going to start turning the clock and going backwards. Like we feel a lot about, like, Big Ben, too. And then somehow, some way, Big Ben and the Steelers gut one out against the Ravens, for crying out loud. And not that, like, Big Ben was fantastic, don't get me wrong. But these guys have that ability to just somehow, some way, come up with the goods. More often than not. And that's why Tampa Bay is going to be, they're going to be in it to win it because of Tom Brady. I'm a little concerned. And let me make it a little, like, just a real little bit. Because what I saw in the second half of what they did to the Falcons, that's a little bit more like what I'm going to expect from the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense moving forward. They shut them down. That's what I'm talking about. We know they can score points. If you score 30 points in this league, you should probably win a lot of football games. Tampa Bay can put up points. The concern I have is they've been giving up too many points to teams that really aren't that good. Earlier in the season, they gave up 25 to Tampa to the Falcons. It's just too many points. That's all I'm saying. And let's see if what they did in the second half can now move on and carry that with them the rest of the way. Because if they do, we might be saying, holy, you know what? Tampa Tom and the boys, they're going to do it one more time. But I'll tell you what, they're a good football team. Let's talk Cardinals for a moment, because Kyler Murray back in the lineup for them. Good to see that. Really good to see that. The numbers are like, they're so weird. When I give you Kyler's numbers, you're going to be like, whoa, doesn't even make sense. Okay, if I tell you he had two touchdowns with his arm and he had two touchdowns with his legs, I think you'd be like, whoa, this guy had a spectacular day. Check this out. He threw the ball 15 times. He was 11 for 15. Very efficient. Only threw for 123 yards. They had short fields a few times early. Some miscues from the Bears. Andy Dalton, four interceptions. A lot of bad plays. So when you actually look at the score, what concerns me about the Cardinals is they don't blow teams out, and they should. Four interceptions. Kyler goes for two in the air and two with his legs. That's four touchdowns, okay? That's 28 points. They only had five other points. So you do the math. There's a safety in there, and then there's a field goal. But at the bottom line is this. And I'm just kidding, okay? They had a field goal and another three field goals. But you get my point. They're not blowing teams out. They're getting field goals instead of getting touchdowns. You got to be more like the Chargers when you have an offense that is as electric as we all think the Cardinal offense is. And holy smokes, James Conner, man, people thought this guy was donezo. He said, hell no. 75 yards on the ground, 20 carries. Like, he's a workhorse, man. He had a touchdown in the air. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. No Chase Edmonds going, and James Conner can just step right in. Cardinals are pretty good. What I'm concerned about with them is they don't blow teams out, and then here's the other thing. Is this just regular season success, or will their regular season success roll over to postseason success? A lot of times, there's what we call, at least what I call, growing pains. Maybe, just maybe, they'll be going through some growing pains. We'll see. We'll see. Time will tell. Really good football team. The best football team in all of football. So, Cardinal fan, I ain't mad at you, and don't be mad at me. I give my analysis. I tell you what I think. Sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't. Goes for everybody. It's my job to be objective. They're a good football team. They're a very good football team. They're a great football team. They're the best football team in all of football. There, I said it. But again, it's the regular season. So what does it mean? Hopefully it means you're prepared for the postseason. And you shine. I want to get this in quickly. Chargers and Bengals. Like, both these teams are helter frickin' skelter, man. Who the hell is going to show up? Like, what happened to the Bengals in the first quarter, in the first half in general? More mistakes than you could ever imagine. And how in the hell didn't the Chargers blow them out right away is even more mind-boggling. Rough day for Austin Eckler. A couple of fumbles. He has a touchdown, and it's all good. They win, but they're so up and down. So are the Bengals. They're so up and down. I don't trust them, man. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. And with my bad knee, I better not throw anybody. Okay. So the bottom line is, I don't trust you guys. I don't trust you, Justin Herbert. I don't trust you, Joe Burrow. I don't trust you, Chargers. I don't trust you, Bengals. Let me get the Vikings in real quick, too. Because this is one that's going to hurt. This is one that's going to sting. This is going to be one that you look at the end of the year and you go, why didn't we make the playoffs? Let's look. Oh, we lost to the Lydowns? The team that was 0-10 before we played. Them. They beat us with 0 seconds left on the clock. There were 4 ticks left when they snapped that ball, and Jared Goff made it all happen. And here's my question on Jared Goff and Matt Stafford. How much better is Matt Stafford than Jared Goff? Like, is he really that much better? Is he really the guy that can get the Rams to the Super Bowl? I don't know. I just don't know. But I'll tell you what, the Vikings, they blew a football game, man. And this was a football game that you absolutely, positively could not freaking blow. All right, I hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I get heated. I get heated when I talk about this stuff. You know why? Because people's livelihood, people get paychecks. And how in the hell do some of these guys have jobs? Unbelievable. All right, I got to take a break. I'll do that. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080. 2080.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the NFL Rewind. Week 13 of the NFL in the books for us. Season goes by way too quick. All right, Sports Overnight America, get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Dorf on Sports on Twitter, Dorf on Sports on Facebook, The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. Okay, going to give you the playoff picture as we sit this moment in time. NFC looks like this. Cardinals in the one hole, Packers in the two hole, Buccaneers, three spot, Cowboys, four spot, Rams in the five spot, Washington football team in the sixth spot, 49ers in the seventh spot. Teams on the bubble in the hunt. The Eagles are 6-7. They're the top team at 8. 7 teams make it, by the way. So you heard me say 7 teams that are currently in. These teams on the bubble now. Eagles, 6-7. They're the top team. Vikings, 5-7. Panthers, 5-7. Falcons, 5-7. Saints, 5. A list of teams, 5-7. Giants and Bears, they're not mathematically out of this stuff, but you got to put them in there. So, they're out of it. Bottom line is this: maybe, just maybe, it's between the Vikings and the Eagles on the outside looking in. We'll see if the 49ers can hang on. We'll see. AFC picture looks like this currently, and things could or may or may not change after Monday night. Patriots, one hole, which is awesome. Bill Belichick and Mac Jones have figured things out very quickly. Titans in the two hole, Ravens in the three hole, Chiefs in the four hole, Bills in the five hole, six spot the Chargers, seven spot the Bengals, so they're hanging on. Steelers on the outside looking in the eight spot, Colts behind them, Raiders 10, Browns 11, 12 for the Browns. These teams are all in it, by the way, because they're all very close to 500, or they are 500. Broncos, the last team being 500. Dolphins, 6-7. In a weird way, I'm pulling for the Dolphins, seriously. I'm seriously pulling for – they've put it together. Give Tua a chance, seriously. Give the guy a freaking chance. Quit talking about who they got to go after. The guy wins football games. They respond to him. AFC is wide open in the sense of who's going to make it from the teams that are in the bubble, or on the bubble, I should say. Not in the bubble, but on the bubble. And Kansas City has, okay, the only way they wind up having a home field advantage is if they wind up having the best record, because they've lost to the Ravens, they've lost to the Titans, they have lost to the Bills. They've lost to the Chargers, if I'm not mistaken, too. I don't think that they've played the Patriots as of yet. Think they'll probably play, let's take a look and see when they're going to wind up playing them. We'll see if they do. Let's take a look. I'm going to look at the Bills' schedule really quick. So, looks like they are not going to play the – actually, they beat them. So, Buffalo beat them. I'm sorry. I had to take a look at – I looked at the wrong team. Point is this: for the most part, the only way Kansas City winds up getting themselves into the one spot is if they have the best record. And they have yet to play. They're not going to play. No, they don't. So the Patriots and them do not play this year. Okay. Interesting to know. So that's the division that they don't play in the AFC. Okay. Makes sense. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. So those two teams, Patriots could wind up having the best record. They easily could. And the game that they play against the Bills is obviously instrumental in what happens there. But there's so much to be decided in the playoff picture. That's basically my point to you. When I was rattling off all the teams that are in it, who has a chance, potential, this, that, or the other, Cardinals better hang on to that one spot because the Packers are right there knocking on the door. And here's the thing about that situation. I know this for sure. Packers beat them earlier. So if they wind up with the same record, Packers will have the one spot. Buccaneers, Packers, I can't remember what we have there. So let's take a quick look, see there and see on that situation. But bottom line is this, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or I'm sorry, I meant the Arizona Cardinals, wind up with the best record, it all doesn't matter. So makes no difference. They do have the best record currently by one game over both the Packers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, so Tampa Bay, they're going to wind up not playing. They do not play. They don't play the Cardinals. The only time they could play them would be in the NFC playoffs at some point in time. Okay, good to know all these things. There you go. That's kind of your up-to-date playoff picture. Only way Kansas City winds up winning or having the home field advantage is if they wind up having the best record because they've had too many losses to those teams that are above them. Will they be able to do it? Maybe. Like, dead serious. All right, I want to get through a couple more teams. By the way, Cowboys, let's talk about them real quickly. That happened Thursday. I don't believe in them. I don't trust them. They're maybe going to win that division by default. However, Washington starting to figure things out, but Ron Rivera will do everything in his power to figure out a way to screw the game up for them. So, and speaking of that, Fat Mike is not much better. Mike McCarthy, they win the football game when the guy isn't there coaching. Enough said. Wasn't impressive, but they win. I don't trust the Dallas Cowboys, though. Defensively, though, I'll tell you what. They can make plays. They do make plays. Maybe a reason why they could sneak a game or two in the postseason. But they could easily go out right away. All right, let's move on. Let's talk Colts. Let's talk Eagles. Because both of those teams won. They both needed to win. Colts are now over 500. I really look at them as a team that has squandered so many opportunities throughout the year. So many tough losses for them early. The first month, it was brutal. If I'm not mistaken, they were 1-3. So they have really, really battled out from a terrible start. I love the guts of Carson Wentz to keep picking himself up. And Jonathan Taylor, he's an absolute beast. He is an absolute beast. Colts just got to stay with who they are. I think they're a better football team than their record would suggest. And they're 7-6. They got a shot to make the postseason. We'll see what happens. The Eagles might be kicking themselves for the week before because they played so lousy and they blew the football game. They responded nicely by beating the Jets, but it was Gardner Minshew. Minshew mania is back, baby. Minshew mania is back, and it's back in Philadelphia. 20 of 25, two touchdowns for the guy. Gardner Minshew. Yeah. Back at it, doing his thing. You know what I love about certain people? They're just ready to play. They're just ready to go. That guy's ready to go. Nobody wants him to be a starter. They keep trying to figure out a way to put somebody else in there instead of him. Another guy that performs very well under pressure. Maybe they should just think about doing stuff with him. All right, moving on. I do think that the loss for the Raiders was bad. The win for Washington was huge. Keeps them in the thick of things. Keeps them in the mix for their own division too. Really going to be fun to watch down the stretch. The NFC East. I don't know who's going to come out of that thing. And I'm trying to look at it right now. So Washington, the football team and the Cowboys play next week. This is crazy. Okay, here's where the division's going to be won and lost, people, right here and now. I'll just give it to you. Here's the football team's remaining schedule. Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants. Hello. Hello. You want to tell me the last 5 weeks of the season ain't huge for those guys? Absolutely ginormous. So we don't know very much right now about what's going to happen in the NFC East. These down the stretch, these divisions are going to get so tight. It's going to be fun. It's really going to be fun to watch. Like, dead serious. It's going to be fun. And don't be surprised. Do not be surprised if the Cowboys wind up playing themselves out. It could easily happen. Easily happen. Raiders, you're going to be so upset if this is the one against the football team that keeps you out. I'm going to be disappointed. 15 points. Washington's got a decent defense, so I'll give them some credit. But this wasn't a great performance. This wasn't good. Not good. Two field goals, second and third quarter. The football team didn't put up any points. Like, you got to do some more work than that. Rams, I'm really just wondering if they're going to be a collection of talent and if they're going to be able to put it together. You beat the Jags, okay. I ain't mad at you. Nice rebound win. Go beat some good football teams now. Steelers keeping themselves in it. Ravens, they blew it, man. They absolutely just blew this one. First and foremost, I don't know why you don't just kick a two-point or I'm sorry, kick a one-point, not go for a two-point conversion right after you get the touchdown at the end of the game. I don't understand why guys outthink things. They try to outsmart themselves. You just can't overthink it. Not outthink it, but overthink. You can't overthink. You can outsmart yourself, which happens time in and time again in the National Football League. See it so much. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Chiefs are tough. I'm telling you right now, man, the AFC is going to be all about the Kansas City Chiefs. We shall see what their final record is. But they can win on the road. They can win at home. And I'll tell you what, if it has to go through Kansas City, look out, people. Look out. Although their offense, still not cranking. So they're not totally right, but they have won five straight now. All right, got to take a break. I hear that music. I'll do that. I'll come back, and I'll do what I always do. It's called a parting shot, people. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, week 13 of the NFL right here on Sports Overnight America. Keep it close. I'll be back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760.
800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
No, 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 not fantasy football. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the NFL Rewind, week 13 of the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America, which, by the way, you can always check me out each and every Sunday night for your listening pleasure. 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I start that program. I take you dark into the night, and I love talking NFL football with you people. Also, check me out early, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always live, always live. Dorfman loves to be live. That's one thing about me. So always live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sunday mornings, talking Dorf on Sports, radio style. It's an experience that you do not want to miss. I promise you, much like the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Don't want to miss this either, people. Okay, so a couple things real quickly. Get at me a couple different ways. It's Dorf on Sports on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. And it's The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. Okay, parting shot time. Here I go. Okay, people, like I have been saying for a long, long time, I'm almost like a broken record for crying out loud. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to pound that message in so people hear it, they get it, and they know that you're not a guy that flip-flops like a waffle, okay? I don't do that. Here's the deal. Like I've been saying all season long, there's a few teams that I like a lot more than others, and there are three of them in the NFC. It's the Green Bay Packers. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and yes, it's the Arizona Cardinals. Will the Rams play a big factor in this whole thing? We shall see. I just don't know. But more and more as I look at the AFC, I keep thinking about the Chiefs and how dominant they've been over the past few weeks. Defense getting better, looking a little bit better offensively. Not totally there, but will the AFC go through them? How good will the Patriots be? A lot still to be decided is what I'm really trying to tell you. And I don't got enough time to keep telling you what's on my mind. I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. I'll catch you next week on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody.